Charlotte.
When people find out I'm a twin, they generally ask the same questions. What's it like? Can you read each other's thoughts? Can people tell you apart? Do you do everything together? It's true that I often know what Megan is thinking or feeling, but that's because we grew up together and we're very close. We're no different from ordinary sisters. But if you look at photos of us when we were younger, even I can't say which one is me. We used to look absolutely identical. And Mum says we didn't used to talk much when we were playing together. We seemed to know what each other was thinking. I guess as we grew up, we wanted to create our own unique identities. I remember at school, Megan used to dress as differently from me as she could. I went through a phase of wearing lots of black and looking quite messy. So, of course, Megan started wearing flowery dresses. We used to have a lot of arguments as teenagers, but now we're really good friends. We usually speak on the phone 2 or 3 times a day, and we get together as often as we can. So, what's it like to have a twin? It's great. You have a best friend for life.
Megan.
Charlotte and I had a wonderful childhood. We did everything together. I had my best friend with me 24/7, and we used to be very close. She had a brilliant imagination and used to invent wonderful stories. Of course, we played the usual twin jokes. At school, we used to swap clothes and confuse the teachers. I'm not sure they even noticed some of the time. We looked so similar that even our parents used to mix us up. We didn't used to argue much, but in our teenage years, we started to grow apart. We were trying to find our own identity, I think, and we each made a different group of friends. Later on, we went to universities in different towns. But it turned out that you can never escape being a twin. After our first year away, we hadn't seen each other for 6 months. The day we went home, we saw that we'd both cut all our hair off. These days, I think we have quite different personalities. Charlotte is very kind and caring, but often forgets things and gets lost. I'm a bit more confident and organised. But we still have lots in common. We both love beach holidays, playing football, and we both complain about our hair.